And here's the news for a Monday. It's the fourth day of October for 2021. Amador County Health Department held the first Pfizer booster clinic yesterday with plans to hold three a week moving forward. The booster is recommended for certain individuals 6 months or later after their second dose of Pfizer. Now, people previously vaccinated with Pfizer who should receive a booster include those age 65 and older, long-term and assist care residents, and those aged 50 through 64 with underlying medical conditions. People who may consider receiving a booster include those 18 through 49 with underlying medical conditions and those aged 18 through 64 who are at risk of exposure to COVID-19 due to their occupation. Now, this would include first responders, education staff, food and ag workers, manufacturing workers, correction workers, postal service workers, public transit workers, and grocery store workers. Now, booster clinics will now be held every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday in Amador County. People for whom boosters are recommended may visit myturn.ca.gov to schedule an appointment. Please bring your vaccination card, a photo of your card, or digital record that shows the dates of your previous Pfizer doses.
Well, California water regulators consider October 1st the start of a new water year. It's the time when the rain traditionally start to arrive following the parched summer months. Now, the California Department of Water Resource reported Friday that the just-concluded water year beginning a year ago, the second driest on record. In addition, October, June, and July saw the warmest average statewide temperatures ever. The state's reservoirs, mostly at or above their historic average a year ago, today, they're at about 60% of the historic average. The DWR is warning that many downstream customers who receive water through the State Water Project should prepare for a first-ever 0% allocation from them due to the dry conditions. This could lead to cutbacks and mandatory restrictions this coming year for many municipalities and farmers who rely on the water.
Cal Fire is teaming up with the National Fire Protection Association to promote this year's Fire Prevention Week campaign, Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety. This year's campaign, October 3rd through 9th, works to educate everyone about simple but important actions they can take to keep themselves and those around them safe. Cal Fire encourages all residents to embrace the theme by taking time to familiarize yourself with smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in your home. Officials say it's important to learn the different sounds of smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. It's imperative that everyone is familiar so they can safely exit your home. For more information about Fire Prevention Week and fire prevention in general, visit fpw.org.
Well, Governor Newsom signed a bill this past week that loosens the regulations on the state's two free hunting days. California typically allows two free hunting days a year, one in the fall, another in the winter, but you must be accompanied by a licensed hunter. The new legislation now directs the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to issue registration for free hunting on those days to anyone who can meet the requirements of getting a hunting license, such as completing a course in hunter education. Those eligible will no longer be required to be with a licensed hunter. The bill also specifies the type of game that the unlicensed hunter can take. The Department of Fish and Wildlife has been directed to provide a plan detailing how it will implement the changes before July of next year.
And construction on South Burson Road will begin today and continue through the middle of November. The project will include improvements along South Burson Road from Hillvale Drive to Highway 26. Traffic lanes will be reduced to one lane with the use of flaggers, pilot cars, and warning devices. Estimated construction times will be weekdays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Motorists are urged to use caution in the area. Please observe all traffic control signs and instructions of on-site personnel. If you have any questions, contact Calaveras Public Works.
And ATCA, Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, has started a year-long community celebration commemorating ATCA's 40th anniversary and how the service has evolved and helped residents throughout that time. Over the coming year, ATCO will host themed months with activities and events that will celebrate the people behind the programs ATCO has provided to the community that continues to make an impact for thousands. Among the many services the group provides, Head Start and Early Head Start, energy conservation and utility assistance for low-income and disabled community members, shelter and housing services for those in need, food assistance and community pantry support through the ATCO Food Bank, and youth development, substance abuse, and suicide prevention programs.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.